luckily enough, every Monday we're joined in the studio by one of our favourite daily producers, Oscar Byrne. He brings us some good news. It's intended to put a smile on our dial. Isn't that right, Oscar?
Yeah, I think you put it pretty well. Monday, people get the Monday blues. It's just inevitable.
It doesn't, yeah. It could be, you could just be tired. Might just simply be going back to work or anything like that.
Your house might be getting sold.
Yeah, cheers.
What's the deal with that, Jared?
Oh, man, I've had an absolute shocker of a week. I've had about Oh, mate, like three things just kind of, anyway, I won't get
good things come in three.
Good things come in three, that's right. But yeah, man, and then the kicker, so my place is getting sold, right?
Brutal.
Which is brutal because, yeah, there's not a lot you can do about it. And you're kind of just standing around being like, okay. And then, so Saturday morning, right, we have the inspections, our first inspections that are going to happen week on week on week or whatever, twice a week for until it's sold. Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 10:30. Could there be a worse time for a house of three early 20-somethings to have to get out of bed? Red cordials galore from the night before. Do you know what I mean?
What was the state of the house?
It was clean. I cleaned it the night before.
Okay.
But that in and of itself is just a pain that I don't need to...
You don't want to clean your house on a Friday night.
Oh, my God. Like, luckily, the surf was all right, so I jumped out in the surf, had a quick surf. That was cool.
Yeah,
for like
nice.
An hour while they were doing it. But then I get back, people are still buzzing around, and that just annoyed me, and I thought, I'd live here. I'm going
this
back
This is
upstairs.
My space. This is my house. You're intruding. Like.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And, like, obviously, I only rent. It's not actually my house, but it's my house, you know.
It's your home.
My home. And then there was some guy buzzing out the front, and he was asking, asked me how much rent I pay. And then he had the audacity, Oscar, to ask if he could come upstairs and have a look after the inspection was done because he rocked up late. And I said, absolutely not. And then, granted, this is half my fault. I will, I will take on some of the blame. But I was cooking breakfast. I left the front door open because we're an open door house, but there's a big stair set so you can't actually see up. And I was in the kitchen cooking some eggs on a slow heat, That's somewhat important because I was also brushing my teeth. So I was walking in and out of the stove, shirtless.
There's a lot going on here.
A woman walks up the stairs thinking it was the inspection and didn't really realize what was happening. And I ended up having to kick her out. And even while I was kicking her out, she was kind of poking her heads around corners, trying to have a look at the place. And I had to say, come back Wednesday.
Oh my God.
So frustrating.
I can't find that hard to comprehend that someone could just walk. Fair enough. Yep. There was an inspection earlier in the day, but just
the gall.
The kahunas to walk into someone's home like that.
Absolutely filthy. But anyway.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a silver lining. You'll probably move into another great spot. Would you want to stay in Manly? You think you'll kick to the northern beaches?
Yeah, God's country.
God's country,
The peninsula.
Well, man, you need good news. I think that's
the silver lining is I thought, geez, this time in just a couple of days I'm going to be...
Monday morning. Just hold out.
That's what I need. I'm chasing that dragon, baby.
Well, here it is. We've got a cool little theme this week. I thought it'd be great to center around the good news, around all the exciting news coming out of the New South Wales state government announcements. We've returned to dancing as of today.
As of midnight, the midnight
as of
just
midnight,
gone. You can cut rug and boogie once again.
Yeah, there's been a bevy of coronavirus restrictions easing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so we can dance again, get your boogie on tonight. Live music venues can obviously have a big, bigger crowd for their bands playing, which is going to be great for the industry. Entertainment vouchers are now available. So if you're a New South Wales resident, you're entitled to four $25 vouchers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I think we talked about on an earlier.
It has been around for a couple of weeks, but it was only opened up to certain areas. Like, I know the beaches got it.
Beaches have it.
And the
city of Sydney
the smack bang in the city got it. And now it's spreading out to kind of other regions and little corners.
Yeah, so keep an eye out on that. It's rolling out day by day, more and more locations. But yeah, so two of those vouchers can be used for restaurants, pubs, and then the other two are things like entertainment.
Yeah. You can't get beers with it, though.
You can't. So you can't get tobacco, alcohol, or you can't use it to gamble. So it eliminates everything I kind of enjoy in life. So you can have my four. No, I'm joking. I don't do any of those things, to be honest. But no, yeah, that's exciting. It's part of the $51.5 million tourism package aimed at kind of reigniting a bit of the CBD nightlife. I think that's what we obviously need and want right now.
Yep.
And as well as that, the New South Wales government announced last week that a $24 million support package for live music venues has been announced after months.
Nice.
Of petitioning from Save Live Music New South Wales, venues coming together, Crowbar obviously was petitioning for that. They're on the verge of going under, so hopefully this is given a lifeline.
Crowbar,
yeah.
Really, on Parramatta Road.
Yeah, as well as Venue 505. Ooh. So hopefully this helps out the industry that's been obviously so heavily impacted by the pandemic, and
yeah,
we can
sure.
use our vouchers for live music, food, obviously not alcohol and tobacco, but hey, that's great news. That's probably my favourite bit of good news I think we've ever done. We can dance. We've got $100 from the government to spend on things in our backyard. Yeah. And live music has got a bit of a lifeline. Local live music venues.
Good stuff.
What are you going to spend your vouchers on, Jared?
I don't know. I haven't been to the movies for a little while, I must admit. So I might go and check out a new flick.
Yeah, the flicks.
I don't know. Is there anything good?
Nothing's really been... I want to know if you can use it for Golden Age Cinema. Shout-outs just down the road. They just show strictly classic films. Have you been there?
Yeah. I went not too long ago for... they were doing Wes Days.
Yeah, I went to that too.
What did you see?
I saw the Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, cool.
Which one did you see?
I saw Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic movie.
I'd never seen it in full before. But I did.
Yeah, what better place to see it than in an actual cinema?
Yeah.
It's a cute little spot.
Except I missed the... Jarvis Cocker scene.
Oh yeah, which
when they
that
do
again?
Like the kumbaya like campfire sing around,
it's
like
that's cool.
Jarvis Cocker or whatever.
Oh really?
Jarvis Cocker, of course.
Pulp, yeah, lead singer.
Yeah, Pulp fame. And but I missed it. I went to the bathroom, and that would have been a fantastic Easter egg in the film for
fantastic
me.
Indeed. Yeah. So, yeah. No, that's cool. Great soundtrack. Shout out to Wes Anderson.
Yeah,
for his brilliant soundtracks.
What's that Stones track? In it.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
No. Oh, yeah.
Street Fighting Man. Yeah,
oh,
it's used so well as in the movie.
That's a good
track. When they're starting to come back from underground. But
yeah,
great news segment. I hope you seem like you've perked up a little bit. Maybe that's put a more of a jump in your step.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Put a bounce.
Don't get me wrong. Do you know what I mean? Life moves on, Oscar.
Life moves on. It rolls on.
Yep.
Another day, another dollar.
And of course, you know what I mean? I bounced out of bed this morning, like
you
I
did.
Said. Good news. Thinking, geez, can't wait to get out there and broadcast for the good people of Sydney, for you, dear listener.
No matter what happens, we'll be here every Monday
morning.
We're
going to be here every Monday.
Till the day we die.
Nine. Thanks so much for joining the show, Oscar.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll
talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll catch you a little bit later on for the Monday Daily Gig Guide.
Yep. Then.
Well, that might have a bit more sting in it, shouldn't it? Because now we can boogie to some of our favourite bands and such.
Indeed.